Today we'll be discussing a very interesting halachic shaila, and that is when someone is learning Gemara or Medrash and he comes across a pasuk that has Hashem's name, should he say Hashem's name the way it's supposed to be said, or should he say Hashem, meaning sort of a kinoi? Should you say Hashem's name Ado and then finish Hashem's name like you do when you normally daven, or should you say Hashem? Before we begin, as always, this should not be relied upon for halachic pasuk, and a rav should be consulted. So, Rav Yaakov Emden, in his Shilas Yaivitz, Chelek Aleph Sim Pei Aleph, writes the following. He says, Avagad dechazina lemikri dadaki dekapti bahachi. He says, I noticed, I'll say it outside, I don't want to read it inside, it'll take too long. He says that I noticed that amongst young rabbeim, when they teach students, young children, they make sure not to say Hashem's name when they're learning Gemara. When they come across a pasuk in the middle of the Gemara, they make sure not to say Hashem's name. However, he says that's not appropriate. On the contrary, they should say Hashem's name. And he says that when he was learning Torah by his father, the Chacham Tzvi, and when he was learning Torah by him, and he originally started saying Hashem when he got to a pasuk, when he got to a pasuk that's found in the Gemara, he said Hashem. And he said the Chacham Tzvi was upset at him. Hayu goyer b'kayer mekach, and he was very upset that he was doing this. He said, you're supposed to say Hashem's name. That's the way it's supposed to be done. And he says, what's the proof for this? He says, the proof for this is a Gemara in Brachis, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, regarding a Balkari, a man who saw a seminal emission, and now he's Tamei, at least back then he was Tamei. Now we don't pass this way, but back then he was Tamei. So the Gemara says, Rav Nasan ben Avshalom Omer, Af Matzias a Gemara, Uvad Shalo Yomer Askar Shabo. There's a restrictions for what he's allowed to learn. So Rav Nasan ben Avishalom says he's allowed to learn Gemara, except he has to make sure not to say Hashem's name when he reads the Gemara. If there's a pasuk in the Gemara, he shouldn't say Hashem's name. So says Rav Yaakov Emden, it appears that only someone who's Tamei is not allowed to say Hashem's name. But it seems that if someone's not Tamei, he should say Hashem's name. And that's why the Gemara says, Dafka, someone who's Tamei, he should skip Hashem's name. But if someone's not Tamei, he should say Hashem's name when he's learning Torah. That seems to be the opinion of Rav Yaakov Emden and the Chacham Tzvi. And we'll focus on those who are allow it, and then we'll discuss those who forbid it. Rav the Tzitzeliezer in Chelek Yud Gimel Simon Aleph writes that he notes, and Rav Moshe Feinstein also noted this, that the opinion of the Chacham Tzvi was not just that it's allowed, but that you're supposed to, because the Chacham Tzvi was upset when his son skipped Hashem's name and said Hashem. If it's one thing, you know, it's one thing to say that he's allowed, so then okay, if he didn't do it, that's fine. The Chacham Tzvi was upset when his son did this. So says the Tzitzeliezer, it appears that not only does the Chacham Tzvi feel that it's allowed, but that you have to. So Rav Moshe Feinstein attempts in Chelek Beis Simen Nun Vav Arachayim is really bothered by the question as to why would he be upset if someone didn't? I thought the question would be, are you allowed to say Hashem's name? Meaning, is it saying Hashem's name livatala? Is it the equivalent of saying Hashem's name when you're not supposed to, which is forbidden? Or no, it's allowed because it's necessary for learning purposes to say Hashem's name. Meaning, I thought the question would be, are you allowed to, or is it forbidden? But where does this opinion come from, the Chacham Tzvi, that you have to? Where does that come from? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think, explains that there's a concept called kol psukad le paske moisha anon le paskinon, that you're not allowed to split a pasuk in half. You're supposed to say a full pasuk. You're not supposed to just stop halfway through. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you're saying a whole pasuk in the Gemara, and instead of saying Hashem's name, you say Hashem, in essence, you're really stopping the pasuk in the middle, because the pasuk doesn't say Hashem, the pasuk says Hashem's name. So when you say Hashem, you're actually stopping the pasuk in the middle. You're making it two psukim. You're saying the first part, and then you're saying Hashem, which is sort of like a word that doesn't belong there, so you're splitting the pasuk in half. That's a problem. You're not supposed to do that. That's the concept. But Rav Moshe Feinstein was already tried to deal with the fact that it appears from the Chacham Tzvi, not only are you allowed to, but that's what you're supposed to do. So that's the opinion of the Chacham Tzvi. The Sefer Yosef Eimetz also says, Achin lahazkir Hashemus hamuskarim b'gemara psukim nearly deshari. The Sefer Yosef Eimetz, Simon Shimem Tes, writes down all the Minhagim. He says that when you get to Hashem's name, you're supposed to say it. Now, he says the reason why you're supposed to say it and not say Hashem is not because of the Moshe, that it's all pasuk splitting in half. He says very simple. It's Hashem's name. And if you call it Hashem, That's disrespectful. You have a chance to say Hashem's name the way it's supposed to be said in the Pasuk, to replace it by saying a thing that references Hashem's name would be inappropriate. Just very quickly, there were Paiskim who felt that if it's a half a Pasuk, you shouldn't say it. That the Sefer Taharas Amayim Mareches Hei Ois Pei Vav says that if you find a full Pasuk in the Gemara, then you should say the full Pasuk. But if you only find a half a Pasuk, then you should not say it. The Chayei Adam also says, it appears to be, this is the opinion of some poskim, I think Rav Avadia Yosef says it's Machlokes, the Sefer Or Litzion, which is the truest of Rav Tzion Abishol, he was asked this question, and he says that it depends on what type of half a pasuk it is. Meaning, if it's the half a pasuk with Hashem's name makes sense, then you could say Hashem's name. But if the half a pasuk is, it's such a small portion of the pasuk that it doesn't make sense at all, then you shouldn't say Hashem's name. Again, you have to see that Pesach, but it seems to be that it's a Shiloh in the Poskim, whether, even according to those who say you're supposed to say Hashem's name when saying a Pasuk, is that only if you're saying the whole Pasuk, or only even if you're saying half a Pasuk. There's also some Poskim who make a distinction between, the Tzitzliezer seems to feel this way in the opinion of the Magen Avraham, that it could be there's a distinction between a Pasuk and a Bracha. Meaning, if you come across a pasuk in the Gemara, then you should say Hashem's name according to the Yavitz and according to everyone, because that's like you're saying a pasuk. It's like you're learning Torah. It's like when you go through Chumash, you're saying the pasuk, even though it's in the Gemara. It's Kekora B'Torah. It's like you're learning Torah. It's like you're leaning from the Torah on Shabbos. You're allowed to say Hashem's name. But if the Gemara says, you know, let's say you have a cup of water, the Gemara says you should say Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam Shakonia Bevaro. To say Hashem's name in that case, that doesn't make any sense, because that's not a pasuk. That's just saying Hashem's name for that's referencing the bracha. Then it only makes sense to say it when you need to say the bracha. So therefore, the Tzitzliezer seems to feel that there's a difference between psukim and brachas. If it's a pasuk, it makes sense to say Hashem's name. But if it's a bracha, it doesn't make sense. It seems that Rav Yaakov Emdin, the original posek who addressed the shaila, Rav Yaakov Emdin feels that in all scenarios you should say Hashem's name. You also, this is just for like extra credit, you have to always take Rav Moshe's Rav Moshe's opinion that we said before, the reason to say Hashem's name is because you don't want to split a pasuk in half. Obviously, that wouldn't make sense by a bracha. There'll be no reason to say Hashem's name when you come across a bracha. There's no issue of splitting the bracha of Shehakol Nieh Bevaro in half. So I think Rav Moshe himself would make a chiluk. So it seems that many poskim would make a distinction between saying a bracha and saying a pasuk. That is one thing when you say a pasuk, but when you say a bracha, you shouldn't say Hashem's name. The Aruch HaShulchan addresses the Shaila entirely, and he says the following. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes the opinion of Yaakov Emdin, and he says, Lo yufarish Hashem, el yomer Hashem, v'ashish matir nachum l'srachik mizeh, v'chein anachnu noyigim. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, I know that the Rav Yaakov Emdin and many poskim feel that it's okay to say Hashem's name when you read a pasuk in the Gemara, but I think it's better to avoid it. It's better to just say Hashem, and that's the minig. The minig is to avoid it. So that seems to be the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Avadia Yosef also quotes the Zichronos Eliyahu, who also seems to feel that you should just avoid the whole thing and say Hashem's name. Not say Hashem's name and just say Hashem. Again, it's hard to know, because according to Rav Yaakov Emdin, the way Rav Moshe says, you're supposed to say Hashem's name, and according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's better not to. So it's hard to know what to do. I'll just end off by reading what the Sefer Archos Rabbeinu, Chelek Aleph Daf Resh Mem, which is the customs of the Stipler Gaon. It says, Kishmoreinu v'Rabbeinu Zecha Tzadik v'Kadosh L'Vracha, when the Stipler Lomi Gemara, when he would learn Gemara, Muvi Ba Pasuk Im Shem Hashem, and he came across a Pasuk that said Hashem's name, Eino Masker as Hashem B'Fem Meforish, he would not say Hashem's name, Rak Omer Hashem, he would just say Hashem. V'Av Shekoris HaPasuk B'Shleimuso Omer Hashem. And even though, you know, even though normally when you're learning Chumash, even if you say the whole pasuk, you could say Hashem's name. V'chein shemati kama pamim afsha yomer pasuk sholim shabo shem Hashem lo hisker as Hashem b'meforish rak omer Hashem. And says the stipler, he said that the stipler, even if he came across a full pasuk that it was in the middle of a Gemara, he would not say Hashem's name. So again, it seems to be a machlokes. And as always, a Rav should be consulted. All questions can be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.